Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I got a really interesting topic for you today. Cryptocurrency and the march to the beast system. Cryptocurrency and the march to the beast system. If you know DontPerish.com, if you know my ministry, if you read my teachings, you know I do not dabble in conspiracy theory, lots of conjecture, rumors on the internet. No, I read the Word of God, I discern the Word of God, I teach the Word of God, and I live the Word of God. That's it. Now, many who claim to have faith in Christ are all about these topics, conspiracy theories that leave the Word of God. They go out stretched long, long tails and all kinds of rumors. I don't get involved in that, all right? Many of these theories are involved in the last days, technology, Antichrist, the beast system, and the tribulation time that the Bible indeed says will come. But I don't get involved in all that foolishness and guessing. I speak about what is dogmatic and what is in Scripture. Most of those people will sensationalize, they pull out things, they lie, they slander the Word of God. That's not for God's people. Should not be so for God's people. Now, having said that, I need to speak on this current issue, cryptocurrency. And it is definitely related to the last days and tribulation. I believe it could be a real fulfillment of Bible prophecy in our day. Let's read a verse for you, a famous verse. Revelation 13, 16, 17. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy, sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now that's talking about the Antichrist, the one world beast system that rises up. Go to DontPerish.com, go to the teaching blog, look up last day tribulation articles. I got a lot of articles on that. I believe in that, all right? I know that's going to happen. What's interesting is, just a few years ago, when I would preach that to people, and I would warn them and say, you know, the Bible predicts the future, they'd say, oh, come on, how could an evil ruler ever control the globe via any kind of money system the way things are set up? That's foolishness, that's impossible. And you know what? They were right, but it's changing. And let me tell you why. What needs to happen for this great global control? I was just telling someone not long ago, two years ago, what needs to happen for this global control to take place? Number one, only a couple things. Number one, technology to track and monitor people and control them with a numbering system, able to add them or shut them out of a numbering system. That's number one. Number two, a moving away from a cash currency and local money systems or national money system, different money systems all around the world and countries, going to a cashless, worldwide, global money system controlled online by this new world order that's rising up. Now let's talk about this. Only those two things are needed. For years, the computer technology has been around and it's been growing to globally mark, number, control, monitor people. That's not really a surprise to most people. You got credit cards, you got debit cards, you've had microchips. Now they're putting microchips in people. So you can just scan your hand. Yeah. Palm scans, they're using palm scans, they're using eye retina tracking, facial recognition. So that technology's been there, but you know what? The internet's been fairly limited over the globe. In the developed countries, the internet's very popular and used, but in other countries, not so much. Well, recently, last few years, billionaires are launching thousands of satellites. Why? To build a 5G network that will have the ability to track and monitor the entire globe and people via facial recognition, microchips, whatever they come up with. It could be tied to the COVID vaccine and a patch and a numbering system. Who knows what could possibly come up? So that technology is there. They need that. But what's been missing? What is still missing? A global cashless money system so that people can't hoard their money and use it freely. They have to get in the system and use it under the authority of this one world system. Well, of late, I've been seeing a massive movement and interest on millions of people. It's in the news all the time. I periodically check on it. I don't follow the news, but I periodically check on it and test things to the Word of God and see if I see things that I can warn saints and preach about it. And this is what I see. Cryptocurrency. Things like Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Cardamom, Litecoin, etc. Ethereum, I think there's one. I didn't know all of them. There's many of them. Basically, if you don't know about this, cryptocurrency. Basically, they take supercomputers. Let me see if I can explain this. They create some kind of ledger online. They go in and through powerful algorithms and computing, they get transactions and log them. And by logging and getting these transactions, when it builds up enough, boom, it spits out enough information to have a Bitcoin, which isn't even a real coin. It's a bit of information. And then you can buy it like a stock. Some of them are pennies on the dollar. Some of them, Bitcoin was up to like, I think, $40,000 or $50,000. And it's traded like a stock. You know, gold and silver and goods used to always be the norm for cultures. It had real value. You could hold it and you could use it freely without being controlled. Cryptocurrency, it is literally invisible. And it's generated out of nothing. Think about that. It's invisible. It's generated out of nothing online. And it's very confusing to most. It is to me. I know a little bit about it. It's all stored online in what's called crypto wallets. Right? I know this sounds weird. And you need codes to get at it. If you ever see like little crypto coins, the coins are worthless. On the coin is a little number you peel off, and it gives you a code to go in and access your crypto wallet. Yeah. Yeah. It's worthless, but you need that code to go online. I know this all sounds like a science fiction movie, like when I was a pagan and a kid, I used to watch these science fiction movies, but this gives them total control. This is what was needed to come. Internet technology, tracking technology, satellite technology, now a cashless money system. It's all about control, okay? In this type of internet-based system, cashless money system, eventually, I believe it could be the new world money system. It'll be entirely online, so your life will be controlled by the people that control the internet. Think about that. How you get access to your money, how you buy, how you sell, how you trade, will all be controlled by the powers that be. Hey, does that sound like what I just read? Revelation 13, right? Yeah. Unless you go along with this system, conform to this evil beast system that's going to rise up, one world order, the Antichrist system, you won't get access to money to work, live, buy, and survive. You won't. Now, if you look at history, Adolf Hitler had a fraction of technology. Look how he controlled the masses around him. He almost went on to control the world. The Antichrist is going to be far, far more powerful. And God's going to allow it. He's going to have technology behind him. And it's all going to play out for my Father's glory in heaven. Now, they're rising up this technology fast. I think they're doing it at a time when people are distracted by COVID. They're even using COVID as an excuse, saying, oh, we think paper money has germs on it. Yeah, imagine that. Paper money has COVID germs. We got to go cashless, right? Again, I want to say it. This could be a fulfillment of the 2,000-year-old prophecy and the technology to bring it all to pass. Realize that, saints. Keep in mind, as I'm talking about this, this is no small thing. No major culture has ever existed without a form of currency or money or something of value that people could get a hold of, use, buy, sell, trade. They could use it freely. These were all existing in main societies. They were using a monetary system. And again, it allowed freedom. Once you got it, earned it, sold for it, traded for it, you could use it freely. Not cryptocurrency. No, it will be under total control of those in the internet beast system, the New World Order. And unless you go along with them, you'll be locked out of the system. You'll lose your savings. This is huge. We should be looking at the signs, and we should be testing our hearts, testing our lives, our homes, getting our lives right with God, looking for the last days, our last days perhaps, or those last days of tribulation and Christ's return after the tribulation. Christ is coming back after the tribulation. If you're alive during the tribulation, you're going to have to go through Satan's wrath, not God's wrath. Get ready. If you're alive then, that's coming. Once that system rises and the Antichrist is on the scene, lest you go run and hide out in some remote wilderness somewhere and live totally that way, there's going to be no hiding from this. You're either going to be taken this numbering system, be marked, or you're going to be outside of the ability to function, have a job, buy, sell, trade, work. In the end, the Bible talks about millions dying at the sword of the Antichrist in the tribulation. Now, I want to be sure to say this. We could be many, many decades away yet. We could be a few years away. I don't know this. God knows. I do know this. I have no hope for you for life to come in that Antichrist world system that's going to murder 2/3 of the world's population, Revelation says. Go read it. But most of the world going into the tribulation is going to go along with this system. And we see it in the streets today when we go street preach. 2 Thess 2, the strong delusion, I think it's here. I think it's already happening. People are believing lies. People are wicked. People love their flesh so much. People don't fear God. People deny the creation. They're such evolutionists, atheists. They're godless. Even the people that claim God are wicked and deceived, teaching false doctrines. Preachers of unrighteousness, there's not going to be any hope in that system to come. And I see the world moving closer to that as they hate the gospel. They hate God's true people. You know, there's going to be a false religious system. The Roman Catholics, the Muslims, the evangelicals, everybody's moving towards a one world system where we all just get along. And the ones that are going to be on the outside and at the end of the sword are going to be the biblical Christians. Be prepared for that, saints. My only encouragement to you as a man of God is don't live for this world. You must repent of all your sin and false ways and worldliness and false man-made religion, pride and vanity, selfishness, your own desires. You have to repent of all of that. Come out of the denominational systems. Seek God's kingdom in Jesus Christ. Be ready to lose all. Be ready to lose your life, lose your friends, lose your family, lose your savings, lose everything you've worked for the kingdom of God. Rely on Christ, His word, His truth, and His coming kingdom, not this culture. Cryptocurrency, I predict, is a wave that's marching us closer to this new Antichrist beast system. I don't know exactly what is going to be their money system, but this crypto system seems to be, just like I've taught COVID, I don't know what COVID and the vaccine is going to be in the future. I just refuted a man who said it absolutely is the mark of the beast, and I said, you don't know that. Could be a form of it. I want to be sure that I'm clear here. I don't know that crypto or any of these cryptos are going to absolutely be the beast system, but they are moving us towards what the Bible describes. Does that make it clear? COVID is moving us towards what the Bible describes. Vaccines and the technology to mark you and track you is moving us towards what the Bible predicted. That's what I want to make sure. God's word is true. We can place our hope and faith in it. And 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. God knows who are His people. God's going to look after His people. Yes, many of us are going to have to die for the faith. Saints before us did. Many of us are going to have to do it as well. Are you prepared to do that? Are you living a life that's causing you to kill your flesh, surrender, conform to God's word, come out of the culture, come out of your Sunday denominational system? Or are you just living a life of luxury? I see all these Christians out vacationing, riding bikes, buying things. Nothing wrong with buying all kinds of things. Nothing wrong with a vacation. Nothing wrong with riding a bike. But you know what? That's all their life is about outside of work and church. Entertainment. Selfism. Self-fulfillment. Thrill-seeking. This is not seeking the kingdom of God. I leave you with this scripture and this great hope. Revelation 12:9-12. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he know that he hath but a short time. Yeah, Satan's going to have a limited amount of time. Once this system comes on the scene, once the Antichrist rises up, he's going to cause and wreak devastation on the earth. Then Christ returns to vanquish him and take back his creation, come for his true people, and Jesus is destroying everything else that's not of him. The culture, your Sunday denominational systems, why would you want to live in such things? Get your life in order, get your house in order, men. Come out of your systems, come out of the culture. Study the word, read the word, know the word, live by the word, serve God. And my encouragement is be as free as you can be. The three freedoms in Christ: born again, debt free, free from the world system and culture as far as a job. You can get there. I know it. I've gotten there. I know men that have gotten there. The darkness is coming. You must prepare spiritually. Right behind it is the light of the world. King Jesus is coming. This street preacher says to you, repent, obey the gospel. Our redemption draweth nigh. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that encourages you. Cryptocurrency, God's word is true. Things are coming to pass, and God will not be mocked. What you sow in your life, you are going to reap. My website is there to help you sow truth, righteousness, holiness, and obedience. Go to the teaching blog, articles, audio, sister blogs, videos every day as we travel, street preach Jesus, lifting up Christ, shining the light in the face of this world and Satan and his workers, making the way for any sheep that will hear. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.